We interrupt this program for a special report.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. North America. This is Walter Winkle. Reports are coming in from around the world that strange, hairy beings, presumably belonging to the human race, are taking over in every country on Earth. For lack of a better name, scientists are calling these things beetles. To see if we can find out just what these beetles are and what their takeover may mean, let's switch to reporter Joey Benson in Buffalo.
This is Joey Benson broadcasting from the Buffalo Bug Institute overlooking picturesque Niagara Falls. With me, our famous insect analyst, Professor and Madam Frederick Fly. Tell me, are the beetles animal, vegetable, or mineral?
We've got to stop and think it over.
While you're thinking it over, we'll go to Sander Van Oak Tree in the nation's capital.
Beetle mania has captured America. Is it a threat to the national defense? This is the question being asked here today by the Security Council. The meeting is just about to take a recess. Oh, here they come now. There's that famous lady senator. Ma'am, would you step over here, please, and answer a few questions? Senator, we'd like you to say a few words. Thank you. You've been so helpful. But would you... I'm getting the signal that our Moscow reporter is ready.
Here we are in the Kremlin. Mr. K, the Russian leader, has been worried for weeks about the organization of secret beetle fan clubs springing up throughout the USSR. He's about to speak to the huge delegation gathered here. Translated, that means...
For more on the phenomenal beetles, let's call in our Liverpool correspondent. Take it away, England.
I say, are we on the wireless? This is Reginald Reginald, broadcasting from the home of the Beatles. With me today is their teacher that tutored the group during their school years. Her name is... Oh, dear, I've forgotten. What is her name?
Abigail Beecher.
And she was there...
History
teacher. Oh, yes, yes. Miss Beecher, I notice there's a tear in your eye. Yes, thank you, Miss Beecher. And now back to the States.
This is Walter Winkle. Our reporter at the airport says an airplane carrying the world-famed Beatles should land shortly. The Beatles are coming. And for all Beatle fans, there'll be good news tonight.
Ain't that good news? Ain't that blue?
Miracle marketing strategy beyond the realms of reasonable possibility. It is announced simultaneously on radio, DAT, compact disc, and TV that John, Paul, George, and Ringo, they're going to be reforming as the Beatles in 1993. I got that bit wrong. And things skip into action immediately. George buys the film rights in a flurry of activity, and Paul says they're not going to play Japan. Ringo cancels his five-year chat show plan, and John, who was never the quiet one, John stays silent for the time being. And the world sings, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America, it's going to be sponsored by private issue, Ringo's credit card. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. And lawyers start to draw up large contracts involving sponsorship, T-shirt deals, and Michael Jackson. They're interviewed on live TV about management deals and corporate policy. Who's going to be the new manager of the Beatles? Well, I updated this bit. The new manager's going to be Robert Shapiro and Johnny Cochran. And George says he's not even going to play, lest they bring the Maharishi. Well, the Fab Four are interviewed on live TV, but for some reason they're just the Fab Three. With a cardboard cutout of John wearing a very strange smile, with no shoes on, which starts a libelous John is dead rumor, which Rolling Stone reveals is just hype for the tour. Well done, boys. The world sings, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. Sponsored by Pizza Hut, crust first. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. Well, the Who, the Stones, Debbie Gibson and Diana Ross record a supergroup single at very great cost, but it's so hard to make the charts because everyone's taking the new Beatles to heart. From the time of the announcement of the gig to the gig on Chase Stadium, named as all you Ruttles fan know, after the Cuban gorilla Chase Stadium. Every record on the top 40 on both sides of the Atlantic for 3 whole years is written by Lennon and McCartney,
except something. That's the only one by George Harrison anybody can remember. Finally, they get into the studio. Guess what? They're going to be co-produced by George Martin and Jeff Lynne. And Ringo's disappointed to find that no one needs him anymore except for the vibe, because he's now been sampled. You can download it off your computer. Yeah, George gets Monty Python in to do some vocals, and Linda takes a lot of photos for a book that gets sold out before she even thought of putting it out. And John, who was never the quiet one, makes all his press contributions from his old songs in tune, in time, but with a new backing track recorded behind it. When they ask him how it's been in the studio, he says, "Well, it's been a hard day's night." No one understands him, but he always was the cryptic one. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America. And finally, the record hits the shelves, and it's called The Beatles. From ourselves, and for anyone who didn't realize or know, it sounded a lot like ELO. Or ELP, or FYC, or XTC, or REM, or BTO, or PIL, or YMO, but it didn't sound much like PSI. Didn't sound much like P.S. I Love You. And the day before the big gig at Che, the rumor goes round. People are saying that they're not going to play, that the whole thing's been just a big insurance scam to get the Apple reissues selling again. Very cynical, but suddenly we're over in the stadium. We're live on MTV, BBC, CNN. Not anymore, actually. Now it'd be a pay-per-view. Wolf Blitzer's there, and Bernard Shaw is there for CNN. He's going, "I am under the table at Chase Stadium." And the lights go down, and the screaming stops, and suddenly you can hear a pin drop. Yes, suddenly they're there, all four of them, and I get scared as they go into "I Saw Her Standing There." They crash through the best set in the world, and they encore with the whole of Sgt. Pepper's. In order, and they're gods, and I'm in heaven. The Beatles have reunited. But on the very last chord of a day in the life, the Beatles are beamed off into outer space, into a waiting spaceship, folks, which takes them to a better place, a place where reunions are not expected of anybody, not even the Eagles, thank God. And this is my dream. I bought it, I bought the product, and now I'm happy. You can believe what you like, but it happened. That's all, folks. It'll probably happen again. And sadly, when the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America, they're going to be supported by the Velvet Underground. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America, one more time for MTV, yeah. When the Beatles hit America, when the Beatles hit America.
London town have all that kiss. Do you dig me, Pop? That's what you call the Beetlebop. That's what you call the Beetlebop.
Came to Britain just a little while back with my rawhide jacket and my 10-gallon hat. Things were quiet, not much going on, no riots or nothing. Then the Beatles came along, put up the crash barriers. Take a deep breath, run for cover. No need to tell you what happened to these boys. They thought up a sound, some say a noise. It ain't too sweet, it ain't too rough, but it's right for the times. Times are tough. If you ain't a Beatle, that is. Guess they ain't doing so bad. Hit record here and there. Now, when you look at all them photographs and things, there's one thing's clear, aside from Ringo and his rings. These guys between them, they sure got some hair. I'm losing mine. Don't seem fair. Tried all kinds of things. Nothing works. Guess I'll get me a toupee. Beatles style. What else? Now my daughter, as a rule, is quiet as a mouse, and you'd hardly ever know she was around the house. But when them Beatles start giving out, she takes on to hollering and starts to shout. Jumps clean out of her pram. Shakes her rattle like a football fan. Doggone. 9 months old and Beatle crazy. Well, I figured one day that I ought to know just what happens at a Beatles show. So I phoned for tickets and the fella said, fine, we've got two here for 1989. So I took them, had them framed, hung on the wall. Might sell out if the price is right. Now there's beetles in the bathtub, beetles on the floor, and there's a couple now crawling through my door. Beetles in the waste pipe, and beetles in the sink, and them beetles are smarter than some folks think. Can't shake them loose. Would somebody pass the DDT? They're still there. George, John, Ringo, and Paul. Think I'll head back to the hills. See y'all. I'm a Beatle fan.
to bed. Then I covered up my head and I got settled down for the night. Girl come at the screaming and I knew I must be dreaming. Yeah, I dreamed I was a beetle last night. Yeah, there I stood on a big bandstand with my hair hanging down in my face. While 37 acres of twisting little shakers were screaming all over the place. Old people moaning and young people groaning, yeah, it sure was a heck of a sight. I had them in stitches when I take my tight britches when I dreamed I was a beetle last night. Ringo was a drumming and George and John were humming and me, I was a shaking my head. Paul was really singing and the crowd was really swinging and we must have been a knocking them dead. How they were feeling by the way that they were squealing and a storming and a clapping their hands. We did twist and shout, yeah baby, work it on out. And then we sang, I wanna hold you. Well, there I stood on a big bandstand with my hair hanging down in my face. While 37 acres of twisted little checkers were screaming all over the place. Old people moaning and young people groaning, yeah, it sure was a heck of a sight. I had them in stitches when I checked my tight britches when I dreamed I was a beetle last night.
I used to have my choice of all the girls around, but things just aren't the same since the Beatles came to town.
One, two, three, four. I wanna be a Beatle and never comb my hair so I can look just like a teddy bear. And all the girls will scream and nearly gather round. I will be the hippest boy in town. I wanna be a Beatle and really knock 'em dead with rings on my fingers and a mop on my head. I'll buy me a guitar and some real tight pants. When I play my guitar, everybody's gonna dance.
If I could play guitar and Ringo Starr.
I wanna be a Beatle. There is no other way to make you mine forever and always hear you say that you love me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now that the Beatles are back in England,
Paul, if I could sing like you, John, if I could talk like you, George, if I could play guitar, and if I only look like Ringo Starr.
Ringo, Ringo, Ringo Starr.
I wanna be a Beatle. There is no other way to make you mine forever and always hear you say that you love me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Now that the Beatles are back in England, I wanna be a Beatle.
My daughter and I are TV fans, but she has a difficult problem. One night I came home, and here's what I heard her say.
I'm in a stew, but what to do? I love them all the best. I can't decide if it's a Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. It's sure a thing, but when they sing, they're way above the rest. I can't decide if it's a Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. Each night the Beatles march through my dreams, then Elvis comes along. Soon it's Rick and I'm way out, man, I'm almost gone. Don't bother me, or can't you see, I'm really in a mess. I can't decide if it's a Beatles, Elvis, or Rick. March through my dreams, then Elvis comes along. Soon it's Rick and I'm way out, man, I'm almost gone. Don't bother me, or can't you see, I'm really in the mess. I can't decide if it's a Beatles, I can't decide if it's Elvis, I can't decide if it's a Ricky, I can't decide.
Hey, all the girls are gonna flip your bonnets. Hey, here comes the plane with the Beatles on it. Look, there's John Paul, George, and Ringo. One of them's taken, but three are single.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah.
Buy your record and see your movie. Yeah, how can four cats be so groovy? Long black hair just hanging in your face now. Ain't nobody gonna take your place now.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Twist and shout now. Knock those little girls right on out now. When you shake your head like you do, thrill them little girls through and through now.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the beat to stand up and holly, yeah, yeah.
If you do, we'll surely greet now. Oh, stay right here where you belong. Cause we love you and your song.
Two bits, four bits, six bits, a dollar. All for the Beatles to stand up and holler, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You can't get away, cause now the
really shake. You got a fever on you. You can't get away. You got a
here all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand a Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dances swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
a year, they really all the same. I never know just what I want. It really is a shame. Yesterday I saw something that is my pride and joy. I want it for Christmas. It's a real live Liverpool boy. All I want for Christmas is a Beetle. Not a teddy bear, just a Beetle. I told Mum that nothing else would do. There are four, so she can have one too. I don't care whichever one she gets me. Ringo, Paul, John, George, they're all the same. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come, 'cause all I want for Christmas is a Beetle. Please do help me get my wish. Don't tell Dad, I don't think he'll agree to a Beetle hanging on my Christmas tree. But if I know I'm really going to have one, then I know my life will be complete. I can't wait for Christmas Day to come, 'cause all I want for Christmas is a Beetle.
Okay, yeah, and Santa, while you're at it, I wouldn't mind having one of those Rickenbacker 12 strings that George isn't using anymore. How about it? Huh? What, too soon? Anyway, good evening. Welcome to the Beatles Slap. I'm Kay BLC, and tonight we present Beatlemania, good and bad. Was it a real thing, or was it just a dream? I think it was a real dream, all right? Anyway, we have first of all, I want to apologize for being a couple of days late on this thing. I had some problems. One problem was that just as I was ready to send it out, I found six or eight other things I had to check out. So three of them made it into tonight. I can't remember which ones, but anyway, it doesn't matter. So anyway, the other problem was, well, you know, yesterday just got away from me. So we're 2 days late, but I think you'll think it's worth the wait. Shall we read the playlist together? Follow along in your book, if you would. We started with Professor Bug. That was Beatlemania, part one. We'll hear part two in just a minute. When the Beatles hit America was John Wesley Harding. We heard from Rod Keith, the MSR master. That was Beatlebop. The lyrics to that were by a woman named Mary Turner from the 60s. Mary, take a bow. Thank you. You did good. Beatle Crazy was Bill Clifton. Zeke Mullins, the Beatle fan. I dreamed I was a Beatle. From Murray Kellum, don't know who he is. Gene Cornish, I know who he is. And the Unbeatables from 64, Want to Be a Beatle. Gene went on to hold the Rascals together, right? Okay, I want to be a Beatle, as opposed to I want to be a Beatle, two E's and a Beatle, you know. I Want to Be a Beatle was Bobby Wilding. Rod Rogers, this time. And the swinging, what are they, the swinging strings or something like that? That was called, I can't decide if it's the Beatles or Elvis or Rick. Oh my God. Decisions. Anyway, My Girl's Been Bitten by the Beetle Bug was Annie and the Orphans. We heard, Photo 5-4, which featured a very young Nielsen, and that was Stand Up and Holler. Beatlemania from Danny Ray and the Defiance, and then Brett and Terry. Beatle Fever, Beatlemaniacs was Ray Ruff and the Checkmates. Dick Piller, the Beatles song. That's one of the ones I rescued yesterday. It was great. Dick Piller, the Beatle polka. Okay. And All I Want for Christmas is a Beatle from Dora Bryant. Okay, you got that much straightened out? This will be written down somewhere, so you don't have to. There's not going to be any quizzes either, all right? However, I do have more of this.
From the airport, This is Hunt Frankley. The airport tower says that a plane carrying the Beatles should land here at any moment. Thousands of anxious Beatleniks have gathered here, including many famous American recording stars. Here, unnoticed by the crowd, standing off to the side, is one of America's top entertainment stars. Sir, you look rather worried.
Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak.
Well, what do you think of the Beatles' phenomenal rise in popularity?
I'm all shook up.
And now, over to Walter Winkle.
Ah, yes, I've moved my microphone over to one of the top male singers in the country. I noticed your bags are packed. You seem to be trying to get away from the Beatles. Where are you going?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Well, have a nice trip. I see the Beatles' plane has landed.
Look at there.
Look at there.
Let's switch back to Hunt Brinkley on the runway.
Jetliner has landed, and the Beatles are now coming off the plane. There they are. Beatles, would you come right over here to our microphone and tell us, how does it feel to be the top record stars in the world?
It's such a feeling.
Well, tell me, do you like these crowds of admirers?
Yeah.
About your distinctive Beatle haircuts, how do you feel when people point and make fun of you?
Do you want to know a secret?
Yes, please tell me.
Do you promise not to tell?
Yes, yes, what's it like?
Misery.
Among your fans are many famous movie stars. I understand one of your faithful followers is beautiful movie star Elizabeth Traylor.
Yeah.
When did you meet her?
Well, I saw her yesterday.
What did you say to her?
I wanna hold your hand.
And what happened?
She almost lost her mind.
Well, what's the biggest problem that faces a group of stars as popular as the Beatles? Well, you'll be able to hide, because here comes your private helicopter. I understand you're headed for a secluded, secret vacation spot away from the press and away from the mobs that follow you from coast to coast. Do you look forward to this vacation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dear Paul, ever since I saw you standing there on the Ed Sullivan Show, all I ever think about is I want to hold your hand. I've been crazy about a lot of boys, but I never knew that if I fell, it would be so suddenly and so completely. One look, and I knew that this boy is the only one for me. Don't ask me why, but there's absolutely no doubt that, baby, it's you. But of course, all I've got to do is stop and think for a moment to realize all my loving is in vain. You've really got a hold on me. You ought to see me when one of your records comes on. I twist and shout all the way through it, or else I close my eyes and wish that you were here to hold me tight. It's kind of weird, but until that fab day I get to meet you, I'm happy just to dance with you. My whole family thinks I'm crazy. When they tease me, I can't answer, and instead I cry. But lucky for me, there's a place where I can go when I feel low. My bedroom, where I've got pictures of you plastered on every wall. Kissing my favorite picture of you is just like a taste of honey. It's almost like you were right here looking at me and saying, I want to be your man. And at night when I'm asleep, I keep dreaming that it won't be long before I get you. I can just see you reading this letter, looking at my picture and saying, ain't she sweet? She loves you, and I love her. I sometimes wake up the whole house when I call your name. Then I hear the shouts of, thank you, girl, and roll over, Beethoven. Since I dream about you all the time, it very often is a hard day's night. When I first heard that awful rumor that you might be married to Jane, the thought that kept running through my mind was, you can't do that. Besides, my friends and I have seen her in that horror movie, and we all agree she's got the devil in her heart. Oh, Paul, please, please me. Say you'll love me, do. That's all I ask. Till there was you, I had no idea what it's like to really love someone. You'd never hear me say, don't bother me. These chains of love are locked forever. Not a second time would you ever have to ask me to do anything. Money is something I don't have much of, but I'm sure you realize it can't buy me love. Please, Mr. Postman, hurry with an answer, the only thing that can release this long, tall Sally from her misery. My friends all tell me why I shouldn't be doing this, and of course I should have known better, but I assure you I'm not a little child, and I mean every word. With love from me to you, Anna. P.S. I love you. And do you want to know a secret? Almost every girl I know loves you too.
Ring out, ring out, ring out.
On Friday night to have a ball, I took my girl to the music hall. The crowd was lined for blocks around. The night them four boys came to town. As we sat in that mammoth place, I saw the look upon her face as she screamed out, boiled with rage. Her heart was up there on the stage with Ringo.
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 Man, what is it with this girl of mine? Until that night, our love was fine. Now I call her on the phone. She says she'd rather be alone. She listens to her hi-fi set and digs that guy she never met. My picture stood beside her bed. Now a new one's there instead. It's Ringo.
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 I didn't see her for quite a while. I thought I'd better change my style. I got some drums and tried to play. I practiced on them night and day. I wore rings on each hand. I even formed a swinging band. My rings, my drums, my spot of tea. I learned all this so I could be like Ringo.
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 I let my hair grow long like his, pretending I was in showbiz. They called my mother up to school. They said I must have blown my cool. They said your son is acting bad. He thinks he is the English lad. But I didn't care about disgrace. If only I could take the place of Ringo.
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 Ringo. Then came the night I can't forget, the night when once again we met. And as I looked, to my surprise, I saw the tears come to her eyes. She said her foolish fling had passed, and now I knew the truth at last. 'Cause between her sighs, her sobs, her moans, she said she loved the Rolling Stones, not Ringo. Ringo.
Ringo.
Ringo.
They say he came from the wrong side of town, and everybody laughed when he came around, but ain't nobody ever put him down, not Ringo. When I grow up to be a man, I'm gonna be a drummer in a famous band and play just as good as anybody can, said Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
But they laughed and said, if you want fame, the first thing you better do is change your name. And he smiled and said, thanks just the same, but it's Ringo. He met three boys along the way, and they sang along with him one day, and right then and there they knew they'd stay with Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
They worked like dogs from night till dawn, hoping someday that they'd catch on. Good-looking Paul and George and John and Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
He sat up there in the drummer's place, that likable boy with a smile on his face, and no one could drum or kick that bass like Ringo.
Ringo.
Pretty soon the people came from miles around to hear them sing in London town. The Beatles had made it with that Liverpool sound and Ringo.
Ringo, Ringo.
And they cheered and cheered for John and Paul while George was up there having a ball. But the one that they liked most of all was Ringo. But he never changed, though he traveled far, and all over the world he became a star, 'cause the girl said, we like you just the way you are, our Ringo.
Found him in the gutter with a gash in his head. Thought he was dead, but he is alive instead. He is playing his drums, the country music fan. Snuck up behind with a brick in his hand. Cut looked bad, so I combed down his hair. That night I created there Ringo.
Ringo.
The wound healed fast, I'm proud to say. Liked his hair combed down that way. Had to be cut just a little in front. He kept swinging, missing, falling through his drums. Liked it so well he found three other guys. Wore their hair all down in their eyes like Ringo. Together they created a brand new sound. Made girls faint and parents leave town. Tried not to like the music they played. Locked myself in my room for days. Hung Beatle pictures all over my wall. Stopped getting my hair cut and let it grow long like Ringo's.
Ringo.
Symptoms was there. Knew I was hooked. Ran out and bought all their albums I could. Anybody asked, I denied it, of course. But I sang along until I was hoarse. It is no use, I can tell I'm sick. I'm a Beatle addict. I need to fix some Ringo.
Won't you please, please help me?
I guarded my secret the best I could. But tragedy struck like I knew it would. Word leaked out all over town. My leader, Chet Atkins, had finally found out. They took away my picks and hung up my guitar. Now I guess I'll never be a star like Ringo.
Ringo.
They say I can go home in a month or two. The cure's working fine, but my career's all through. Cut down to just two Beatle records a day and nearly stopped saying yay, yay, yay. But there's not much demand, should have known all along, for a cowboy singer with hair this long, like Ringo's.
One more time, I said shake. I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo do. We're gonna dance the night away. Jump and shout and we'll shake. I mean shake it. Ooh, like John Paul, George and Ringo. Like John Paul, George and Ringo. Shake.
walk, walk. Walk, walk. Walk, walk. Walk, 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 walk. First of all, you gotta get some hair up on the top of your head. Then you let it hang down so it's a looking dead. You get you a guitar and some real tight pants. Then you're ready to do the Beatle Walk Walk Dance.
The Beatle Walk Walk Walk. 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 The Beatle Walk. The Beatle Walk. The Beatle Walk.
Well now, my name ain't Paul.
Walk, walk.
My name ain't John.
Walk, walk.
My name ain't George, and I sure ain't Ringo.
Walk, walk. Walk, walk.
Well, they just call me Sam. Yeah, the Beatle Walk, walk. Man.
Walk, walk.
Beetle baby, baby, Beetle boy, his haircut looks just like a little mutt. Beetle boy, Beetle boy, Beetle boy.
Whoa. My family's in a state of shock. Since I left at a barber shop, my sister painted on the stairs. But really, I don't care. The neighbors.
Like a
I wear my Beetle haircut and I won't stop.
Whoa.
The that's gotten me stuck are the neighbors and my mat.
Such as?
Well, we're all bald.
With a bagel.
I wanna hold your hair. I wanna touch your comb.
Oh, oh, oh.
If I could part your wig, I know we'd get on big. In our happy world.
Jerome.
No, man, I'm not Jerome, I'm Dingo.
Well, Jerome, Dingo, whoever you are, you're supposed to have your face rocking when Paul is wiggling his shoulder blades.
Yes, but I don't start wiggling my shoulder blades till I see Jerome rock his face.
Yes, but in all defense of Jerome, he doesn't rock his face until he sees Felix knock his knees.
Oh, let's get on with this.
But I'm not supposed to knock my knees till Dingo goes bub 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 the drummer. That's my cue, ma'am.
All right, Dingo, give us a bub bub bump so Felix can have his blasted cue.
I'll just ask for a bump.
You know how much I need you.
That's my water.
You know I think you're neat.
Skip up.
And all I ask is just a chance to sweep you off of my feet. I wanna hold your hand.
sold 10 billion records last week.
It would be divine.
Five records for every bad woman to chart in the world.
Greedy, aren't they?
But honey, babe, I swear, if I can't hold your hair, then I will just hold my
Everybody tells me that the Beatles are the best. They say those long hairs overseas can better all the rest. But let me tell you people just one thing you ought to know. I said once those Beatles hear my song, they're gonna pack the things and go singing, yeah, hell yeah. They'll buy up all my records they can find in every store. I can do this by myself, and with them it takes all four. I may not be as handsome with a shaggy mop of hair, but when they hear my music, I just know the girls won't care. Singing, yeah, hell yeah, work it out. Now Ringo's gonna sell his drums and chauffeur my new car. Paul and John will mow my lawn while George tunes my guitar. They may not be so happy when they find their fans are gone, but that won't be so bad, cause all of mine will carry on. They'll be singing, yeah, hell yeah.
Videotape.
Oh, Jack Parson, here they are, and the whole wide world, but ain't gonna send them home. Gonna send them home. Next time I see the four Beatles on the really, really, really big show, I didn't hear one single tune, cause the kids were screaming, so gonna send them home, gonna send them home. The Beatles got the money, they really hit it big, but after income taxes, all they had was four black wigs. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Millionaires, they tell us they made it overnight, and if you think we're jealous, you're absolutely right. Gonna send them home, gonna send them home. Now acts may come and acts may go, but get this on your mind, when they come back to the USA, I'll sure be hard to find. Gonna disappear while they are here.
The Beatles forever. 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Shake yourself and rocket,
a ride up to the moon.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Beetle in the rocket, eh, okay.
Let's do the beetle in the rocket,
eh, okay.
Come on,
beetle in the rocket, eh, okay.
Let's do the beetle in the rocket,
eh, okay.
Let's
beetle in the rocket, beetle in the rocket, in the rocket to the moon.
Or shake your arm, you shimmy.
Shake your arm, you shimmy.
I'm a beetle in the space,
a beetle in the space.
Oh, we're moving out,
moving out. Oh, human race, yeah, 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 yeah. Beetle in the rocket, hey, okay.
The beetle in the rocket,
hey, okay.
Come on,
beetle in the rocket, hey, okay.
Let's do the beetle
in the rocket, hey, okay.
Why don't you
beetle in the rocket,
a beetle in the rocket,
in the rocket to the moon.
And if you're like me, you're wondering what the hell that song was all about. So it was put in for fun, so don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it in a second. Let's see, way up to the top. I warned you, Beatlemania Part 2 from Professor Bug, Arlen Sanders, A Letter to Paul, The Starlettes. They all sound gorgeous, don't they? That was Ringo, just playing Ringo. And then Dick Lord, like Ringo, okay? We had Larry Finnegan, the other Ringo, and our old friend Don Bowman, the other Ringo, okay? So just keep track of them the best you can, okay? John Paul George and, guess who, Ringo from the Bulldogs. The Beatle Walk was the Phaetons. The Beatles Barber, Scott Douglas from 64. Sorry about the beginning of that. I had no control over it. The Twilighters, My Beatle Haircut. The guy with the long Liverpool hair was the Outsiders. Meet the Bagels, I Want to Hold Your Hair, okay? And we're done holding it, all right? Go put it away. I'm Better Than the Beatles from Brad Berwick, and I don't think so. Keith and Ken, Beatles Got to Go. Let's see, Gonna Send Them Home was Homer and Jethro, and then The Beatles Forever from Stephen Hartley. There's a lot of soul and heart in that song. And then your guess is as good as mine. Let's Beatle in the Rocket from Ronnie Davis. Okay, I had to throw that in. Coming up, let's see, we got a couple more, as always. But I want to thank the Beatles for making this all necessary and for really helping us. They're kind of like the center line down the highway of life, kind of, I don't know. Are you left or right of the Beatles? You can just keep your eye on the Beatles and you'll be there. Stuff like that. Anyway, I'll be back next week with more crapola, because that's what I do. I put crapola on things. It's not a fun thing, but it works, you know. It pays the bills. Anyway, what do we got coming up? Oh, some stuff you don't want to hear, but hear it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
heard something that blew my mind. It was something that I didn't even believe at all. The news